Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 328 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Once or twice a week, I typically will go downtown to work at one of my friend's fancy chocolate shops. Despite initially agreeing to the job just to take advantage of having an office space where I could write more episodes, I do have to admit how nice it's been to chat with some of the customers. And obviously, we can blame the pandemic for my lack of social interactions, but truly, it's been really nice to have just normal small talk. Recently, a soft-spoken woman in her 50s came in and told me she was just killing time, so she and I got to talking about all the beautiful packaging on the chocolate, and we geeked out about the power of good marketing. She went on to tell me that she had been really getting into illustration as of late, and I immediately asked if she had been making any of her own. She quickly stopped me and was like, no, and she told me she was in her 50s now, that she had just been looking at illustration in general. So I reminded her that 50 is really young. And she looked at me like she felt bad for me for missing the memo. But I returned that same look to her, upset that she had received the memo. I decided to double down, so I encouraged her to maybe look into getting into illustration just for fun. And then she laughed. She told me she wished she had known that illustration was an option when she was back in school. And I told her it was never too late to register for free on YouTube University, and she should try it out if she felt like it. But again, she assured me she wasn't good enough, and she was too much of a perfectionist to even attempt it. And then she looked down at her hands, and she said she would feel too bad if they shook, and she wasn't able to do it right. I told her that every good artist makes bad art, sometimes. But when I saw her face change, I said, of course, you don't have to try anything you're not comfortable with, especially from a stranger, but remember, it's never too late to start something new. And at first, I felt really sad for her. But then I felt really sad for all of us. We have all been brainwashed by this weird-ass system that hates when people, especially women, show any sign of aging in the slightest. If you're like, Julie, that's not true. Women can age. I want to remind you that we live in a society in which it is fairly standard and extremely common to let somebody inject expensive but deadly botulism into our face. Real talk, I'm not shaming any single one of you if you get Botox. I'm actually shaming the system for making anyone think that you look worse with lines on your beautiful mug. Truly, that's it. You do you, and if it makes you happy and feel better, don't ever let me or any other stranger in your ear make you feel bad about it, truly. Anyway, that is not the point of this episode. The point is, we all seem to learn this same rule. If you don't have your shit rehearsed and stage ready by the time you're 29 and a half, at the latest, pack it up and pack it in, because you've fallen too far behind and you're never going to catch up. But I am 34, and I am just now discovering myself through jobs that I didn't even know existed 3 years ago. I'm finding out you can spread yourself thin among many things you like until you actually are ready to lay down the thick, messy layers of roots that you need to make strides towards anything that you love. It's especially sad when this type of thinking deters us from trying shit just for fun. It's not like I was telling this woman she needed to quit her job and become a professional illustrator. I was simply encouraging her to follow something she showed some passion about. And if she told me then and there she had no interest in actually illustrating, just looking, I wouldn't have pushed it. But it's the fact that she had excuses ready to shoot me down almost reflexively, as if she'd already thought about doing it herself, but she had answered the question with various excuses so many times before that it really didn't matter which one she gave me. She would always have more. But for any of us who have ever felt like we were running late in life, like we couldn't even consider trying because we missed the boat, this is a reminder that the boat will always come back to shore. All you have to do is be willing to step foot on the damn thing. Because it is never too late to be bad at things. It's never too late to try and mess up and try again. It's never too late to quit and start fresh in a new way. It's never too late to try and then say, never mind, hated that, glad I tried it. Until you take your last breath on this big, beautiful planet, it is never too fucking late for you. So, put down the excuses, pick up what you like, pursue it for a while, and don't put it down again unless you really don't feel like doing it. And never because you don't feel like you're good enough. Because the only way you'll get good enough is if you keep practicing and keep showing up. But the only way you can keep showing up and keep practicing is if you start. And it is never too late to start, I promise.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.